Hey, Twisted listeners, I'm Cindy.
And I'm Diva.
And we are Twisted Listers, a weekly podcast about murder.
And lists.
Each week, we choose a new topic and we cover 10 cases all under that common theme.
We've done incredible fun topics like family annihilators,
cannibals,
killer grandmas.
And we've also done survivor stories for those of you that like a more uplifting tale. So if this sounds like your kind of party, join us every Monday wherever you like to listen to podcasts. So yeah, we hope you tune in and we hope that you stay
off
our
lists.
Bye.
Podmoth. Intro. Too loud, sorry. Yes. Well, for all those listening in a regular car and not a fucking Honda Civic, I'm sorry about that really loud-ass intro. Welcome back to My Crunchy Podcast, guys. It is me, your host, Eddie. Yes, I know it's been 6 years since I've recorded a podcast, but whatever, okay? Welcome back. Welcome back to My Crunchy Podcast, because it's mine and not yours. And if you guys understood that reference, slide in my DMs. But speaking of Chinese food, right? David and I had a movie night the other day. And y'all remember David, right? That piece of shit from hell. Well, sorry, from Chicago. Well, I was tasked with picking the food and David was going to buy. And I chose Chinese food. Tell me why. We got this FedEx-sized box of rice and random food we thought was Chinese food. I'm going to skip the part where we didn't like half of the food because we ordered because it's going to get a little too controversial. But basically, the little bit that we did eat got us so full, you guys. I didn't eat until dinner time the next day because of how full I was. Yeah. David apparently was still eating it days after, even though he hated it the most. Like, and you guys, y'all know Chinese food can be hit or miss, especially if you have no international taste or are just uncultured like myself. But point of the story is we were both constipated for 10 days, and I think we have a lawsuit on our hands, David. And David almost passed 6 kidney stones trying to digest this fucking food, honestly. But I don't know if I'm shouting out this restaurant or trying to drag him. I don't fucking know. This was the night that we found out that Taxi with Queen Latifah and James Fallon is a parody of White Chicks. Yeah. So trust me, hold on. I would love to go into detail about it, but I was also too high to remember the similarities. But trust me, watch them back to back. We're going off the fucking trust fall system here. Watch them back to back and you'll notice a lot of similarities. It's not just one or two or three things. It's a lot. We looked it up. They both came out the same year and only 4 months apart. I don't know. To me, it feels like the writers in Hollywood that year were not even trying. They might have been too busy writing all 57 of the Too Fast, Too Furious movies or something. I don't fucking know. But all right. Fuck, it is hot. I'm blowing myself right now with my junk mail that I got. I think it's junk mail. I don't fucking know. I think this is an actual notice of something. But oh no, it's a maintenance log. Damn. The English language. Whenever I record a podcast, the English language kicks my ass. Drags me through the dirt every single time. So enough of that, guys. How's everybody been though? I feel like even though I don't get any kind of response back, I feel like I have to ask because it's just a nice, courteous thing to do. And if you know me, I am nothing of the sort. somebody lied to you multiple times. We are apparently, though, in the middle of Mercury. Whose line is it anyway? If you understood that reference, again, slide in my DMs. That show is responsible, partially responsible, for my dumbass sense of humor. I myself, though, I have been window shopping for the new iPad mini. And I'm going to be a little hyperbolic here. I'd be learning some fucking words sometimes on other podcasts. I would enter the Squid Games if the winning prize was an iPad mini. The thing is, I don't even have a use for it. And that's what pisses me off about all these Apple events, is that the products are good. Great even. But I don't need them. And that's what makes me sad. It reminds me I'm poor and that I can't just buy stuff for fun. This guy, quick story, this guy I was briefly leading on got one for his birthday recently. And yeah, I was jealous. But now I'm going to slide in back in his DMs only to wish him. I'm going to slide back in the DMs only to bring him over and tell him to bring his iPad mini. Let me go back on Snap and wish him a late happy birthday just to be toxic. Oh, my God. In case you guys were wondering what I was doing with my time away from the podcast. Which, speaking of toxic, David and I met the most toxic little twink the other night. David decided to go out on a Tuesday, or on a Monday, worse, on a Monday. And, like, this is a story for another day, because I need David to be here for that story, because I was living, but David was annoyed. Our lives were on the line at one point. And that's not being hyperbolic. That's just fact. So I'm gonna need him to tell his side of the story, my side of the story. We might even call the little twink to get in here and tell his side of the story. And the car that almost killed us side of the story too. But they're a story for another day. I have a question for you guys here right now, the listeners of this podcast. What's y'all's favorite movie to watch in October? We're like in the middle of October, literally the 15th right now. And I know, like, obviously I know there's like classics like Hocus Pocus and, you know, anything from Tim Burton, but, or like even Witches, but does anybody watch anything that's not like typical or something that may not even be Halloween related? And I asked that because this year I've been into the spooky season, and this is the first year I've been into spooky season in a long time, and I'm watching a lot more scary movies than normal. I recently watched the new VHS movie. It's called VHS 94, as in VHS 1994, on Shudder, which it makes sense that I reactivated my Shudder subscription because I'm going to be watching the new season of Dracula. So in general, Shudder's actually kind of cool, but I wouldn't keep it the whole year. Like, it's basically like, I mean, I'm sure everyone knows what Shudder is, but if you don't, it's basically like Netflix, but all scary movies. So some are good, some are bad, some are really fucking bad. But anyways, whenever I watch something scary, I do like to go back and watch the Hellraiser movies. I wish the Hellraiser movies would have been more intense, though. Like, they just had so much fucking potential. That's the thing about Hellraiser. And they ruined the franchise. The first two are so good. And even though it's 80s, and I think that that's kind of like what upsets me part about it, is that they were in the 80s, so it has that 80s feel to it, which I hate, I don't like. And so many thoughts, not enough brain cells, but all these thoughts. I just wish somebody would pay me to write a Hellraiser movie, because I know I would kill it. Like, I don't know. So much potential. Anyways, the most recent VHS movie, it's alright, but definitely my least favorite of the franchise, I would say. And, like, for all you guys who don't know what the VHS movies are, it's basically, it's a movie, and within the movie, there's these clips which are shown as VHS tapes. And the overall narrative of the movie is that people find these tapes, they watch them, and like each tape is very weird. It contains, you know, like a little mini story, and something weird happens, you know, at the very end. It's very like, you know, it's either like a ghost or a vampire or a zombie or a fucking, you know, alien. Like it's supposed to make you feel uncomfortable. Like, what the fuck did I just watch? Almost like a snuff film, but less cum. You know what I mean? So I think the reason why this recent VHS movie is my favorite or my least favorite, I think it might have been because of the other three were really good and there was bound to be a bad one. And well, hello, we found it. But also maybe it could also be because in between the time gaps these movies were coming out, I was so desensitized to like just these like weird type of things. So maybe it's not the movie. Maybe it's me. Oop, gotta go. So, but if you want to let me know what movies y'all watch this time of year, go to our Instagram page at My Crunchy Podcast and let me know, because I dead ass want to know like what else are people watching, because sometimes I'm scrolling through like the subscription stuff and I'm like, what do people watch? You know, like there's so much to watch. Like, the subscription things give me so much anxiety because there's so much of it and not enough time. So whenever I do want to watch something, I want to watch the right thing so I don't waste my time. And speaking of wasting my time, I watched the new Halloween movie last night. But we'll get into that a different fucking day. All right? So go to My Crunchy Podcast and let me know. Let me know. Let me know the way the weather did not let me know it was officially sweater weather. Okay? Imagine all 90 pounds of me walking outside, freezing, nipples out, cutting everybody I'm walking by, all because I didn't get a warning this year. Mercury is in retrograde because there was no communication at all. At all this year. Regardless, I'm glad this hot weather bullshit is done for a couple of months, because one, I fucking hate the summer. You know what's not done though? You know what's not done? Rich white people going to outer space. Weird transition, I know. But is this a thing now? People just going to outer space? Can we go back to being scared of the galaxy? You know, being scared of space. Like, can we just go back to looking at the Milky Way instead of actually going to the Milky Way? You know what I mean? Like we already took 3 trips to space this year. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a plumber. I don't know. But this feels too much like colonizing. It's giving big colonizer energy. William Shatner, that is not a name I ever thought I would say on this podcast. William Shatner went to space, and this man is 90 years old. Okay? Keep that in mind. Even if rich people do move to Mars, you ain't gonna make it, Bob. It's just a waste of resources. Like, you got a good 10 years on you, okay? Because you are nobody white. Like, also, has anyone checked in on Betty White? What's the status? But this is my theory. Maybe, that's my Wendy Williams. Maybe the young rich people are using the old rich people as test dummies, which I'm all for, by the way. And also, 90% of people are young rich people compared to William Shatner. But I'm all for that experiment. Rich people testing on each other? Show me more. That better be VHS 95. You know what I mean? Like, I'll say it once and I'll say it again. I hate old people. And my parents are not exempt. Okay? I'm just saying, rich people are so annoying with the way they spend their money. Me? I would buy 10 iPad minis. But that's just me. I don't know. I don't know, y'all. But before we go, which, yes, it's a short podcast. It is what it is. Okay? It is what it is. Yes, you might have been able to tell in my voice, but I just had a birthday. Yes, I turned 28. I turned 28, and that same day, I also turned to the party because that's just what I do. That's just what I had to do on my exit out of 27. And I survived the 27 club, y'all. I survived the 27 club. And if you don't know what the 720, if you don't know what the 27 club is, look it up and tell me. Well, actually, I was going to say, tell me I don't belong in the club, but I really don't belong in the club because I didn't die. It was a great time, fun time even. Had dinner, went out and drank and smoked just enough, you know. And yes, I did smoke. It's legal here, okay. So sorry, Arkansas, you know, sorry to get you in your feelings. Sorry, rub it in, but it's legal here. I had no hangover, and honestly, it was great. That's all I could really ask for. So thank you for all the birthday wishes and to everyone that was there. So other than that, I mean, that is basically it for today's show, you guys. I will see you guys next time, and thank you so much for listening. Leave us a review on Apple Pods and follow us on Spotify, and don't trust Joe Rogan. Bye.